Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 9. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find. The Wedding Feast of Heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Getting an invitation to a party is so exciting. Whether it's a friend's birthday party or a cousin's graduation party, whether it's inside someone's house or outside at a local park, spending time with your friends or family at a party is always fun. Lots of planning and preparation go into a party, and saying, "Yes, I can come," makes both you and the host happy. In today's reading, Jesus tells us a story about a party, a wedding feast that was hosted by a king. Much planning and preparation went into this wedding feast, and the king sent out many invitations. But instead of eagerly accepting the invitations, the people whom the king invited refused to come. They behaved even worse than that. They mistreated and killed the servants who brought them the invitations. What a mess! It would have been easy for the king to give up at this point and cancel the wedding banquet. Why should he work any harder to get people to come to his wedding banquet? Instead, the king sent out even more invitations. But this time he sent his servants out to the streets and invited the most common people he could find. These people weren't on the original guest list. They didn't look like they deserved to be invited to the wedding feast. But because of the king's great love and his desire to share his feast with everyone, these common people got to experience the joy of the wedding feast. Just like that king, God is preparing a feast too, a perfect heavenly feast that will last forever. And just like those common people, we don't deserve to be invited to this heavenly feast. We are sinful human beings who naturally reject God's invitation. Without faith, we would also refuse to come to God's heavenly feast. But because the Holy Spirit has worked faith in our hearts, we joyfully accept God's invitation and now look forward to celebrating with Him in heaven forever. When I get an invitation to a party, I usually ask my friends if they are going. I know I'm going to have fun at the party, and I want to make sure my friends are going to go and have fun too. The heavenly feast that God is preparing is going to be better than the best earthly party we can imagine, and we want to do everything we can to make sure our friends will be there too. So don't just accept your invitation and look forward to heaven someday. Tell others about the heavenly feast too. God wants as many people as possible to be there. We fold our hands and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for inviting us to your heavenly feast, a perfect feast that will last forever. Help us to tell those around us about this feast so that many more people will be able to celebrate with us in heaven someday. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.